B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to begin with a Florida woman. Haven't had a Florida woman story in a little while. She kept, apparently, trying to randomly kiss strangers at a local bar, repeatedly called 911 to complain about the business not practicing coronavirus social distancing guidelines. That seems a little bit contradictory, does it not?
It sure does. I want to kiss you.
Police said Audra Adams called 911 a total of five times from Monkey Bar and Grill.
It's my favorite place.
Which is open serving both food and drinks and is allowed under phase one of the reopening of Florida.
It's where you go to monkey around.
During the fourth time she called, officers were already at the business. And on the fifth time, officers were speaking to her. The owner of the bar said Adams was inside trying to kiss random customers.
And this was to complain about not practicing social distancing?
Exactly. Well, she did after that. So anyhow, after multiple people complained, the owner asked her to leave, but she initially argued and refused until she eventually made her way out the front door.
You know you want it.
Police said that Adams left the bar but refused to leave the parking lot even after she was told about the trespassing warning, telling officers, "I'll sit in the parking lot all night."
That's where I live, actually, in the parking lot.
When asked about why she called 911 so many times, Adams said the bar was not following health guidelines intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus. She was trying to kiss people randomly. She's out of her goddamn mind.
I'm going to call 811 to find out where I can dig.
Police said Adams repeatedly tried to pull away as she was being escorted to the patrol vehicle. She was arrested on a charge of trespassing, disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, and so on.
I don't think she's getting this whole thing.
Don't think she understands it.
Yeah.
That's our Florida woman.
Florida woman. Florida woman.
Deputies have arrested a man. Okay. This one's a little nasty, okay?
All right, well.
In fact, it's very nasty. It's okay. Really, really gross.
All right.
Deputies have arrested a man after they say he was caught having sex with a dead woman outside a local homeless shelter.
No!
I kid you not.
Hear him out.
Officials say they were called just after 4 a.m. Sunday morning after a caller complained that two people were having intercourse on the front steps of the property. When deputies arrived at the scene, they say they found a 55-year-old man in the middle of the act with a woman. After asking the man to get dressed, deputies discovered the woman was unresponsive.
Oh, my God.
An investigation showed she had, quote, been deceased for some time. Deputies have now charged the man.
I didn't know.
He's currently being held without bond. I just thought she was a quiet type. Officials have not
yet... I'm very gentle.
Officials have not yet released the name of the victim pending notification of her next of kin. The cause of death is still under investigation, but officials do not believe it to be foul play.
Since when does banging corpses become illegal?
So, I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she just OD'd or something like that.
And he just is like... My opportunity, yeah.
She wouldn't have responded to that. Is this okay? Did he move her lower lip? It's fine.
Yeah. Well, the backyard at their neighborhood home has been a refuge for the Lago family during the coronavirus pandemic. But on Friday morning, it rained. Carlos and Carolina Lago said that they were glad it did because a driver could have killed their 11-year-old daughter and 2-year-old son. Surveillance video shows their toys were inches away from danger. Just after two maintenance workers walked away from the Lago's pool, a driver plowed through the fence. It sounded like an explosion, Lago said. A big explosion. Surveillance video shows the driver was going so fast, the Toyota RAV4 flew over the pool from side to side and destroyed two fences. That's how fast
it was. That's a hazard, yeah.
Lago's daughter Sabrina said that she and her 2-year-old little brother loved playing outside, but it was a cloudy morning, so she was inside when she heard the loud crash. Had it been nice out, the kids probably wouldn't have made it. The woman driving the SUV, when she lost control across the property, she appeared to have suffered a diabetic shock.
It
was a medical condition that happened. This comes with great photos, and you're going to have to look them up in order to see this and fully understand. But Saturday evening, the Louisa, Virginia Police Department stated, an arrest has been made. Thank you to the community for all your assistance. So here's what happened. On May 6th, 9:35 p.m., two people arrived at the Sheets in a lifted 2006 black Toyota Tacoma, and they were wearing on their heads hollowed out watermelon rinds with holes cut for the eyes into the store when they proceeded to commit a larceny. They robbed the place with watermelons as masks.
Some of the funniest pictures I've ever seen.
It's hilarious. But they
look like Lego people. Yeah.
It was a legit robbery.
Oh my
and they're
God.
Both wearing watermelons.
Yeah. If you know who they are, the police are asking you to contact
them. I know those watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
It looks ridiculous.
Doesn't it? It's hilarious. Yeah. A blast at a hash oil factory in Los Angeles has injured 11 firefighters who were caught by a ball of flame as they worked to put out a blaze.
Oh, man.
The fire shot out of the building and scorched a fire engine across the street when the explosion happened. Some of the firefighters had to run through a wall of flames 30 feet high.
Jesus.
And wide to escape. Apparently three are in critical condition, but all are expected to survive. All 11 firefighters suffered burns ranging from minor to serious. Two have been placed on ventilators.
So this factory processes hash oil?
Yeah, exactly. Some of them were on fire as they ran out of the building, ripped off their protective equipment, leaving it on pavement along with melted helmets. It appears that butane gas was being used in the process to extract a chemical from cannabis to create hash oil, which is a powerful concentrate. But it's legal in California, so it's a legal operation, and they obviously had a mess up there and nearly killed some people. One last story. Police in Orlando, Florida, are searching for a man who pulled out a gun and pointed it at another shopper in a Publix deli line. Publix is a grocery store chain in Florida. On Saturday evening, on Tuesday, police released new surveillance video of the incident on Twitter. They say a 73-year-old man was waiting in line when he noticed another customer glaring at him. He told police he asked the man if they knew each other, and that's when the man pulled out his gun and pointed it at the man's face. The man with the gun fled. Police are looking for him. They'd like anyone with information to contact them. Pretty wild.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A recent flyover by the Navy Blue Angels in the Detroit area drew controversy after a rogue drone operator used his device to get some pretty awesome footage, but endangered the world's most prolific aerobatic team in the process.
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
No.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
But. It could have killed these guys
Jesus.
In the sky.
So what is it? What does it look? What is the angle you get?
I mean, right up next to him. So it's just the drone is just hovering, and they fly by in formation, and they come really close to it. See if you can find that footage, Marissa, because it's impressive. But the drone footage surfaced earlier this month via a social media account named Gio Lucia, complete with the cliched Danger Zone music in the background. In addition to beating the Top Gun horse to death, the drone operator came dangerously close to the wingtip of one of the FAA-18s, which could have resulted in a catastrophe for the entire flight team. Well, the video was re-uploaded to YouTube and is in clear violation of the FAA's mandate to not operate your drone in a careless or reckless manner. The Blue Angels are reportedly aware of the incident. We're watching video footage here in the studio now. I want you guys to see this. Look at this. Never seen anything quite like that.
That's crazy.
One unnamed individual who may be responsible for the drone footage has made several no-no flights in the past, including flying over Detroit at night. So this guy does this type of thing.
Like my drone would not, if you're in an area that's not cleared, it won't take off. Mm-hmm. Like if there's a restriction, it actually will not take off. Like on the grounds of an airport, it won't take off.
Is that because it's registered and all that?
Software is designed to not allow it because it's using the GPS locators.
All right, maybe there's a way to bypass that then.
Probably.
Or these flights were just, it was known that they weren't flying overnight, no fly zones. They were flying in public areas. So who knows, man? All right, just a story out of Nashville, man. This is messed up. A couple were in critical care after a man attacked them with a machete because he said he was angry about shutdowns that were taking place during the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, you know, to his defense, he works at a machete factory.
Kelvin D. Edwards attacked Kevin Kraft and his wife, Leanne Kraft, on Sunday afternoon in a public storage. Edwards took the machete from his bin at the storage facility and continued striking the couple even after they were bleeding on the floor.
Jesus.
I mean, this dude hacked them up. The victims were transported to a hospital after officers who responded to the scene used multiple tourniquets to control their bleeding.
With a freaking machete.
Police.
Freaking machete. Freaking machete. Duh.
Police.
Never trust a guy who has a machete bin.
They said they found Edwards.
Freaking machete.
With his hands raised in surrender on the streets outside the facility 3 minutes after they got a 911 call about the attack. Investigators said Edwards, who is homeless, told him he attacked the couple to demonstrate his anger about the coronavirus shutdowns and his inability to get into rescue mission, an organization that serves homeless people.
Okay. And it was radical. Radical machete guy.
Police said Edwards has been in Nashville since 2016 and he has prior vandalism convictions.
Shut up. Machete guy, right?
Bro? He was arrested and charged with 2 counts of attempted murder for the attack.
Wow. Are there people who...
That's brutal.
Yeah, sometimes you hear about people who have done, and it's... I don't know how they control it, but on a side note, they'll get these storage facilities and use them as apartments.
And live in them. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Oh, no, like that. Really?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen people live in the back of U-Haul vans.
Right.
That are abandoned. Or, yeah. Or they find a way to set up residence in them, yeah.
Storage is cheaper rent.
Yeah.
And right. It's climate controlled and all that.
Some aren't, but you get like a, I don't know, but there are people who do it.
I mean, if you were to...
Freaking crazy.
How much does that cost a month?
Probably like for a decent size, about $200, $250.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
It's freaking cheap.
Anyway, may I continue?
No, I was just saying, like, if you did that in like a gym membership, you could shower at the gym, you know.
Honestly, there are ways to save, and this involves living in a storage facility.
All right, a Florida woman set fire to a converted woodshed that another woman was living in following an argument over a missing towel.
Was it her she shed?
Robin Hamilton was arrested shortly after Saturday's fire between a Hawthorne trailer, behind a Hawthorne trailer home. A woman told deputies that she was renting her shed from Hamilton and living there with her 2 dogs. The woman said Hamilton had been drunk and threatened to burn her out because of a missing towel. That had been sentimental value. It had sentimental value to Hamilton. It was her favorite towel.
It's my favorite towel.
About 20 minutes after the fight, the tenant said that she smelled something burning and then saw smoke.
Freaking smoke coming out of my towel shed.
The woman said she got out of the shed, but her puppy fled under the furniture and died in the fire.
Oh.
Hamilton told detectives she didn't know how the fire started. A neighbor's surveillance video showed...
Her 3D printer overloaded.
Showed Hamilton... crouching next to the shed several times just before the building caught fire. Hamilton faces charges of attempted murder, arson, and animal cruelty as well.
What a world.
It is a world. Yep. Yeah. And there you go. We're going to wrap it up. That is what we have in the Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.